Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder Reality. It's a new year, and I was just thinking, our destination, our goal is heaven. That sounds simple, and some people discount that, but we should always be focused on that and on eternity. Jesus talked about that. Jesus talked about heaven. And we have revelations today, modern revelations, and in the Bible, descriptions of heaven. This is our goal. If we could somehow find the Holy Spirit in His fullness, find Jesus Christ, I think that we would live in light of eternity much more. I think that we would, of course, that's the secret, the Holy Spirit. When we meet Him, then it's the answer to everything of how can we live the Christian life? How can we do all these things that God wants us to do, that He requires us to do, that we want to do, but we don't? And of course, it's through the Holy Spirit. But when we find Him, that's finding Jesus, then we will realize eternity is what matters. Heaven is our destination. And just some quick practical things in heaven. Of course, it's hard to describe. You know, Paul in his writings about it says, I can't even describe it. Everyone who goes says it's so wonderful they can't put it into words. But in heaven, we will be in the presence of God fully. We will be in Jesus Christ, in the presence of God, and our spirit person, our real person, which is shaped just like us, a head and a body and arms, but will be redeemed and will be also be, again, it's hard to describe, but will be, have the life of God. And so on earth, our goal is to get to that place also, into that fourth phase of walking with Jesus Christ, which is the anointing. That's when we're in the presence of God and He's in us and it's glorious. But this earth is a fallen place. And I want to give some practical things about the earth too in this, you know, a message early in the year. I'm big on new beginnings. Amen. That God, every day is a new beginning and His mercies are new. Amen. And we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. But on the earth, of course, we live in a fallen world. Looking at the big picture, every person who chooses to follow God through Jesus Christ, amen, has to work through the four phases. No one starts in phase three or four. I mean, we have to go. It's a lifelong journey, but our goal even on earth is to get closer and closer and closer to Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit, the anointing, that secret place, the answer. And to, you know, just as our goal is to make it to heaven, our goal on the earth should be to get to the fourth phase. We should be persistent and consistent and continue on with that. But, and so someone may say, so what's the deal? What, you know, why are we on the earth? If God wants to save everybody, if He wants everyone to make it to heaven, why not take everybody to heaven? Well, this is it's a very simple answer. I truly believe the earth is a testing place. It's a temporary life, a life of probation, a dress rehearsal to see where a person ends up for eternity. Where they end up in one of two groups. Every person on the earth and every person who's ever lived is in one of two groups. Those who follow God through the Savior and those who do not. It's so simple. And so, this is a testing place. God made us in... We all have heard this, but it's important to know, to hear it again. God made us in His image. Gave us a free will to choose who we serve, to choose generally and every day. And He cannot make anyone do anything. He cannot just bring the 108 billion people who have lived into His heaven, into His eternal home. He can't do that because He's created us in His image. We have a complete free will. Every person on the earth has a free will. It's unbelievable to think about. And so, we must choose, and we all are. You know, it may sound harsh, but we're all choosing. But it's through our choices, our actions, our beliefs, the things we do, the things we don't do, all of these things. All of it collectively, every person has placed themselves into one of those two groups. So, we who are following Jesus Christ, our goal is heaven. Our goal should be the anointing. And this is what motivates us. This is what keeps us going. This, you know, for the glory, what's the famous verse? For the joy set before me, for the hope of glory, I press on to the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. It all makes sense when we find the Holy Spirit. We find, truly go deeper with Him. Not just deeper, but deeper, higher, wider, forward, everything. And we now realize, yes, it's our goal is Him, Jesus Christ in His fullness on the earth, and for eternity. And so that motivates us that to press on through the hard times, through the challenges, through the, you know, even maybe the biggest challenge is the spiritual of, you know, maybe we're not seeing results in our spiritual life. Maybe we don't feel, well, that should encourage us to just press on even harder. If we're seeing results, amen, press on. That's fantastic. We should keep on going. It's kind of funny that everything that we see should cause us to go to Jesus Christ. For example, all of the good times and the good things that happen, that should motivate us and inspire us to continue on with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Because all good things come from Him. The hard times, the difficult times, the trials, the stress, the suffering that we all endure and deal with, that even more should encourage us to motivate us and inspire us to go on with Jesus Christ, to seek Him so that we can deal with those hard times. A few more practical things about heaven, just things that I've seen from the stories I've read, the testimonies of people who have been to heaven, is that, you know, it's interesting, we will have the life of God, the Zoe kind of life, eternal life. We will have it in fullness, and we will be in Him in heaven. It's just so glorious. You know, heaven is permeated with the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, and we will be in that. And a great man of God, just recently, I heard him say, we won't need the Bible. We will be in the Word, and the Word will be in us. The revelation of God Almighty to mankind, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. So, while we are will be in Him, everyone will still be learning and growing and doing ministry and experiencing God and going higher and deeper and wider and farther with God. Amen. Like for eternity. It's incredible to think about. But in heaven, people will have ministries that they will be doing and they will be helping people. It's very simple. We will go to services and we will worship God. There's a man, a young boy actually, was taken to heaven. He went to a service and there was beautiful worship and people praising God, and the worship was collected at the top of the building and went to the Father God Almighty. Amen. As a sweet aroma to Him. These are holy things, but they're simple. In heaven, people, we live in houses. Jesus said that. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I mean, he says it right there. Can anyone deny that? Can anyone? I mean, it's incredible. We will live in mansions. We will go into buildings and do things, and we will continue our spiritual growth for eternity, I believe. And I did many of these testimonies talk about people on who don't learn and technically who don't get into the phases, you know, the subsequent phases, the second, third, and fourth phase of walking with Jesus. And, you know, if they're still in that first phase, they and everyone, including everyone, will be continuing to learn those things that they didn't learn on the earth. Now, we all are in the same boat. I'm just saying these things as the ideal. Again, please know, I'm not saying that I've arrived at all. I'm just presenting what's in these testimonies of heaven, which is incredible, which can, you know, help us to understand our ultimate destination and can motivate us, inspire us to continue on. So in heaven, you know, we will be in homes. We will live with the people that we lived with on earth. We will, things will be redeemed, of course. Amen. And one last practical thing about heaven. As I mentioned, we will be in our real person when we're in heaven. It's our spirit person, which is the real us. Jesus called it our innermost being. It's translated sometimes heart, but it's not our heart. It's our real person. And our real person has a head and a body and arms and legs. And we will walk around. We will be at the perfect age, 25, and be perfect and beautiful and just in the prime of our life forever. So Jesus offers us the living forever. He also offers us the fountain of youth. Everyone on the earth wants the fountain of youth. Everyone. And Jesus Christ offers that. Literally offers that. So our spirit person, we will be walking around, we will be resting. I don't think that we have to sleep. You know, that's because of the fall, we have to sleep on the earth. But in heaven, we will rest. And for example, people in heaven go to trees and they get fruit from the trees and eat it, and it gives them strength. People get in the river of life, which flows from the throne of God, and it washes off any of that old earth life. But it's just this incredible, refreshing, like just incredible, unspeakable experience getting in that water. And right when they get out of the water, whoosh, they get dried off instantly. So let's compare that to living on the earth right now. We all know that on the earth, we have to spend a lot of time taking care of our bodies, don't we? And the place that we live, you know, we live in a fallen world. And so it wasn't like this in the beginning. You know, God placed man on the earth, and man was in the presence of God and was, you know, was already born again. This is fascinating to think about, that that Adam, the first person on the earth, was the only person, the only man to be born again backwards. He was already born again, but he sinned and went and, you know, lost the presence of God. I don't want to get into that, but my point is, on the earth, we're in the fallen world, so we have these bodies. We only have the body because we are on the earth. You know, our body's shaped in the shape of our spirit person. It's not the other way around. Our human body is only, we only have our human body so that we can live on the earth, to be in this place that's the testing place, to see where someone ends up for eternity. That's why we have a body. And so our body, we have to take care of our body. We have to eat, and we have to eliminate the food. We have to, you know, take care of our health and exercise and do things all day. You know, we have to breathe properly, and we have to have good experiences. And we also have to do these things that nourish our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So my point is, in heaven, all these things will be redeemed and perfect. So, you know, we will not have to be spending so much time. But the main point I want to make from this is, our spirit person is the key to everything. While we're on the earth, we are to build up our spirit person. Our whole life on the earth, our main really focus, you know, our main mission, so to speak, for us personally, is to build up our spirit person and to get rid of our old nature so that we can walk with God through Jesus Christ, so that we can go through the four phases. We can, just as those famous verses say, be transformed into the image of Christ. Well, how do we do that? Do we try to, you know, many people in religion all over the world are trying to do it on their own. They're trying to, you know, pray and study and read and do all these things and try to do it the right way. Well, that's just them doing it personally. We are to, when we meet the Holy Spirit, we get the revelation that we no longer live. We want to get rid of the old nature. We don't want anything to, we want to basically die, but it's lose ourselves, give up our life, hate our life, okay? And then we receive the life of God, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. We receive eternal life, which is knowing Him and Jesus, knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. But we build up our spirit person in that. So, in other words, you know, that's how we move through the phases, the four phases. That's how we know God. Jesus said, God is spirit. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. And so, again, the whole New Testament is an effort to teach this, to put it into words. We really cannot put it into words. But in just the last two or three or four minutes, I'm trying to kind of describe, you know, one of the purposes of our, the purpose of our life. And so the ultimate goal is heaven, where our spirit person is fully in control. And it's just our spirit person that's in the presence of God. Amen. So we have a chance to reach that on earth if we press on, if we continue on. 97, 98% of people don't do that on the earth. Maybe 99%. You know, Jesus said, wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many go in by it. But oh, how narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life. that leads to life, and there are few that find it. But just because the majority of people don't even pursue this at all, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We need to just focus on doing what God has revealed for us to do. And so, again, I'll finish up with this. I know I've talking in some broad parameters here, but building up our spirit person. You know, it's amazing to think in phase one is born again. Phase two is born of water and the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. So in phase one, it's almost like someone hasn't even been born of the Spirit yet. But because God is so merciful that anyone who receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and sincerely, genuinely walks with Him and does their best to do that, they'll make it to heaven if they die. Isn't that amazing? They don't have to have some glorious accomplishment in the Spirit. They don't have to make it to phase two, though He wants them to. God is merciful. So, but how do we move through the four phases, building up our spirit person? Well, thanks for listening. I'll continue in the next message.